Meanwhile, with no action on the budget, the programs that rely on state funding are hurting, and some community health clinics are even planning to shut down, at least temporarily. From member station KXJZ in Sacramento, Kelly Weiss reports.
28-year-old single mom Cherise Scott is preparing for a double blow. She handles medical records at the Miners Family Health Center in the small town of Grass Valley in the Sierra Nevada foothills. The budget impasse may force the clinic to shut down, and she'd be out of a job. She'd also be without a health clinic for herself and her three kids, 8-month-old twins and an 8-year-old.
Shots, immunizations, colds. I come here for all of that.
Scott says Miners is one of the only clinics near her rural town of Smartville that takes Californians on the public health program Medicaid, or Medi-Cal as it's called here.
It's a concern because without Medi-Cal, I don't have health coverage at all, which means I would have to pay out of my pocket. And I can't afford to do that either with gas prices.
And with these obstacles, Scott says she may have to face some tough decisions.
I probably just wouldn't go with a doctor. Use the ER with major things that I needed.
Like most community health clinics across the state, the Miners Family Health Center gets about half of its funding from state Medi-Cal dollars. That money ran out in mid-July. The clinic treats about a third of Grass Valley and neighboring Nevada City residents, mainly low-income and elderly patients. Clinic CEO Scott McFarland says it will only get worse. He says the clinic's $300,000 short-term emergency credit line is about to run out. He didn't plan for the budget gridlock to go on for more than 6 weeks.
It is a serious reality that if this budget goes into November, there are going to have to be some real serious consequences. We may have to close at that point.
That would mean about 30 people would lose their jobs. And McFarland says it would be hard to reopen after the budget passes and clinics are paid back. Miners still owes about $250,000 in interest payments on loans they took out in previous years to cover late budgets.
It's disappointing and it's frustrating and it's scary. You know, even for myself, you know, how am I going to pay my bills if Miners isn't open? And what am I going to do with my staff? How do you explain this to your staff? How do you explain this to 30,000 patients that we're sorry, we can't provide the service any longer?
Carmelo Castellano Garcia says a lot of clinics are in the same situation as Miners. She's with the California Primary Care Association, which advocates for community health clinics across the state. The longer this unprecedented stalled budget drags out, she says, the more it will cripple providers.
I think we are really on the brink of a turning point for the health centers and their ability to hold out. The fact that there's no end in sight is what really makes us particularly precarious.
What is certain is if the budget impasse continues for much longer, some California residents will see community clinics in their area close. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
This week, General Ray Odierno took over as the top American commander in Iraq. Upon his arrival, Odierno said it's up to the Iraqi people to take charge now, though there is still plenty of work for the U.S. military to do. One of those troops is someone that we've been hearing from on our show. His name is Captain Nate Rawlings, and he is a young Princeton alum who is currently stop-lost in Iraq.
And over the past few months, he has been sending us updates and taking your questions at our website, npr.org. And you can go to npr.org/Nate, where you'll find the latest, an essay about having to blow his nose while on a mission, and his response to a listener who calls him a, quote, gutless murderer. That's at npr.org/Nate.